Welcome to the Ask a Cycling Coach podcast presented by Trainer Road. It's a very, very special podcast here. We've never done this before. What I'm going to do is give you some updates on the company, where we're going. Specifically, we're going to talk about Plan Builder Custom Duration, Masters training plans that have now launched, some updates to base and how we've structured our training plans, red light, green light, talked about that and the update on that, some updated Plan Builder mockups, some behind the scenes stuff that has not been released, is still in development. I'm going to show you how we develop things and kind of where that process is and hopefully get feedback from all of you to see if you like it. An updated training calendar that we have been building for many months now. I'll give you a sneak peek of that. An update on workout levels to B2. But first, what we're going to do is we're going to go in and see how, like, have you ever wondered how you compare against other cyclists? Like, if you're at this watt kg or if you're at this age, how do I stack up against my competition? Well, I'm going to show you a tool that we're building right now. So I have to warn everyone, this podcast is best viewed on YouTube, on our Trainer Road channel. I'm going to be showing some graphics and stuff, and I'm going to best describe them as I can too for those listening to the podcast. Yeah, so anyways, sorry about that. So what we're going to do is, what we did is we took the data of all the active athletes at Trainer Road, and we have them in three different buckets, everyone, men and women, and we plotted how many, what percentage of people we have in different watt per kilograms, like a different fitnesses. So what we do is we mouse over this graph, and we can see that for everyone, if you're at about 2.88 watt kg, you're about in the 50th percentile for everyone. Now, if we change that filter to say, let's look at just men, and kind of at the peak of it, let's see, the 50th percentile would be around 2.9 watt kg. And for women, if you're in the 50th percentile, that's going to be about 2.55 watt kg. And what that just means is you're right in the middle of Trainer Road athletes. And now remember though, Trainer Road athletes are generally faster than most athletes. People, and that could, you know, that's a difference between causation and correlation. I like to think it's all causation, but there's also correlation. The most motivated people who want to win races, they have that desire to get faster. They're also using Trainer Road. But we have seen too that people, when they start using Trainer Road, they get faster there. So it's probably a little bit of both there. So what this tool does is we're going to put this on a marketing page for like a watt kg calculator people would do. What you can do is you can put in your watt kg. So I'm going to put one here at 4, put it to men and say, and there's a little line drawn on this graph and said, if you're at 4 watts per kg and you're a man, you're in the 92nd percentile already. And that's crazy. You go up to 4.25, then you're in like almost the 96th percentile right there. So some of those people, like, you think that, you know, everyone's 4 watts per kilo or that's really, really good. It starts to really get steep at that end when you get to those higher wattages where there's just less and less people. Now for women, if you're at 4 watts per kilo, you're already in the 97th percentile. That's insane. That's really cool. So this tool here is really fun to kind of mouse around and use it. Hopefully we'll have it out in a couple of weeks on the website. We'll mention it on the podcast when it's there. But if you're watching this video, you can kind of see as I mouse over things, what the percentile changes. So that's this tool. Really cool. Okay, now let's see how men and women stack up and what the difference is in their watt per kilogram. So on this graph right here, what I'm showing is two different series. We're showing watt kg or FTP for, you know, kilograms, age or buckets, and these are bucketed by 0.25. So there's a bucket for 2.0 to 2.25, 2.25 to 2.5, and so on. And there's two series on here, one for men and women. So the black bar graphs, those are women, and the gray are men. And what you see is that the men are kind of shifted over to the right compared to to women, meaning that, you know, men generally have a higher watt kg. So what we're looking at here is that the you know, this is a normal distribution, this data, which is very interesting that it kind of, you know, real life usually has a normal distribution. And that's what we're seeing in our data too, that the mean for that, like the top, the middle of the distribution for women is about 2.5. And for men, it is about, what is this? Just about 3.0. And so we see that 0.5 difference between the two. And we see that at different age groups too, as you get older. We still have that kind of difference between men and women, although it does change a little bit at different age groups. So what I did is I went into different age buckets of 5 years, and I calculated what that mean was for each one of them. And then I'm going to show them in a spreadsheet to see what the difference is as you get older, the difference between men and women, but also for men, you know, a 20-year-old man versus a 50-year-old man, what is the difference in the mean of how fast you are? And this kind of helps you compare yourself to other riders. So if we look at here, we have in this column the 5-year buckets of age. And then for men, from 20 to 25, their mean is about 3.5 watts per kilo. And then as you get older, 25 to 30, it's 3.25. 30 to 35, it's still 3.25. 35 to 40, it's 3. All the way up to 50, it's still 3. And then it starts to drop off at 50 to 55 is 2.75. 55 to 60 is 2.75. And 60 plus is 2.5. So what that says is that, you know, if you're 60 years old and you're at 2.5 watts per kilo, you're at the midpoint. So if you're going to compare yourself to, let's say, a kid who's 22 and he's at 3.5, well, I think you could say relative to your age, you're at 2.5. You're just as, you know, fast relative to your age as that person at 2.25. So for 6-year-olds, that's about a, you know, you just subtract one or add one from your WattKG and you got it. For those who are between like 35 and 50, you know, you could subtract or you could add 0.5. And I think this is, you know, this isn't really super scientific, but it's just a fun way to figure out if you've been, as you get older, you know, we all get slower and the ability to be able to compare yourself to other people is kind of fun. So when I kind of max out at, what is it, 4.2 maybe? So if I add 0.5, man, I'm 4.7. And I'm just going to say that's my new WattKG is a 4.7. And that's kind of fun. Now for women, again, that's not scientific. This is just more for fun. For women, 2025, 3 watt per kilo is kind of the mean. And then it stays flat at 2.75 all the way to 45. It holds a lot stronger than men do for longer. And then at 45 all the way up to 60, it drops to 2.5. And then at 60 plus, it goes to 2.25. So the difference between 60 plus women and 20 to 25 year old women is only 0.75. So the difference is a lot closer than it is for, well, not a lot, but it's just 0.25 closer than it is for men. And if you are a, let's say a 25 to 45 year old woman, well, then you would just add 0.25 watts per kilo to have the same kind of game played. And 45 to 60, you would add 0.5. Now, this is all a little bit confusing, but you can also see I've created this other graph where if you did a trend line as the age, as the FTP declines, and you can see that at first there's a little bit of bigger gap between men and women, but as they get older, it kind of gets a little bit closer. And there could be a lot of reasons for this. I'm not going to speculate now. You can probably think of yourself. If you have any ideas yourself, please write them in the forum or on the YouTube channel, and that would be great. So this is kind of a cool thing. I'm thinking about maybe putting this in the tool to be able to say kind of what your adjusted, age-adjusted WattKG is, because it would be fun to say, hey, you know, I'm 50 and I'm at 4 watts per kilo, but so that'd be a really high percentile of your age group. But you could say, man, I'm really at 4.5 if you compare me to a 21-year-old. And I think we all, yeah, that's fun, especially for those of us who are a little bit older. Okay. Next, let's talk about Plan Builder Custom Duration. Okay, we made an update to Plan Builder. We call it Plan Builder Custom Duration. What it is you have the ability to change the duration of the ride on any of your training days, which means, you know, low volume has 60, 60, and 90 minutes. So 60 minutes on the weekdays and then 90 minutes on the weekend. You could change that to all 45 minutes or all have 2-hour workouts. So right here, right now, I have a mid-volume plan. Mid-volume plans are 5 days per week, and it goes 60 minutes during the weekdays and 90 minutes on the weekend. And you have the ability to just click a drop down and change. Let's say Tuesday, I could make them all 90-minute workouts. We also renamed the days. Before they said hard, medium, and easy. Now it actually says what you're doing. So say hard intervals, easy ride, endurance ride, to make it easier that, you know, you can still drag these around and you know, rearrange your schedule if you want. And that just makes that a little bit easier. There's also buttons on the bottom. If you don't know, you click outside and that will make it so that on your training, on your calendar, you actually have an outside workout prescribed that day, which is also structured that you can push to your Wahoo or Garmin. There's another thing here that you can see is that on Sunday, it now says endurance. Before we had sweet spot workouts, and how this went in the history of Trainer Road is a long time ago, we had endurance rides, but they were pretty long and, you know, they get up to like well over 3 hours, I think sometimes 4 hours in the high volume plan. And we found that nobody was doing them indoors. So what we did is we switched them to shorter workouts with sweet spot, but we got some feedback that people didn't like that. So we have switched it back to endurance, but we haven't made them as long. But you do also have the ability in this dropdown to make it longer if you wanted. Right now in this recording, you can see that it is limited to 2 hours, but there is an update that is in testing right now that this one's, I think, goes up to 4.5 or 5 hours. So on that endurance ride, if you want to, you can make it really long. And that gives you a lot more flexibility in your plan. If you really like those Sunday long rides and you want to go 3 hours, you can schedule those on your plan and it will come up on the calendar. So this is a really cool update. This is already out and yeah, people are loving it. Okay, next up, there's this button up here that says making a master's plan. And what we have done is we have released master's plans for our, you know, base build and specialty, all the volumes. We don't have it for a triathlon yet, but for all the cycling disciplines. It's really cool. Now let me show it to you now. Okay, for master's plans, what you'll see is there'll be these toggle switches. They're on the plan builder. If you look at your training plan in the calendar, which I'll show you in a second. And if you go to any of the plan blocks, there's a toggle that says master plan. And when you turn that on, what it does is it switches the training plan to have only 2 intense days, and then the rest are going to be endurance days. And now this is not polarized. Some people might think that polarized is more than having just 2 intense days. That does not have polarized distribution. And it also follows, it has both threshold and VO2 max workout and some sweet spot workout too. So it would not be polarized, but we do have polarized plans for people who want that. So basically if anyone who is maybe older athletes, people who struggle with recovery, you might be a new parent, a shift worker, just not recover very well, you can now have less intensity during your plans. And yeah, I think people are really loving it. We launched it and we got a lot of great feedback. So I'm going to show you now what a mid-volume plan would look like. And that would be 5 days per week, but it's a master's plan here. So that Thursday is going to be switched to another endurance day. So you would go intense day on Tuesday, a easier ride on Wednesday, a little bit harder endurance day on Thursday, Friday off, Saturday another intervals day, then Sunday another endurance ride. So you really get a lot of endurance. And now you can combine this with the previous feature with custom plan builder or the custom duration. You can really play with those durations. You can make those endurance days pretty long. Let's say you are retired and you could do a mid-volume plan, but have all those endurance days really be 2 hours and do those outside. That would, you know, factor into your plan. And then you can come back and do those interval workouts inside, which I think are the best way to do those. So how do you get these plans? If you are on a training plan now, at the end of your next block, you'll get a pop-up that will ask you if you want to change to master's training plans. Now, we did that because there's a possibility that you could be in week 5 or 6 or even week 2 or 3 of your training plan. If you reapply this plan, there's a possibility you could lose recovery week. So although you could do it yourself and you could switch it by, you know, on the training plan there in the upper left-hand corner, I'm sorry, on the calendar in the upper left-hand corner, there is a link to your training plan and you could go in there and you can actually change the volume or the block that you wanted. So right now I see this general base low volume 1. I could change it to general base masters low volume 1. I don't recommend that for most people. You should probably wait until we prompt you, or you could just, you know, start a new plan, but that's how you could start master's plans right now. So there's another thing I just mentioned is general base. And let's get into that right now. So what we used to have is we would call it sweet spot base. And we realized that wasn't a great name. The training blocks too were 5 weeks on and 1 week off. So what we've done is we have reduced that to be just like all the other blocks with 3 weeks on, 1 week off. And we've also changed the name to general base because it actually wasn't all sweet spot, although, you know, sometimes it would be branded that way. But if you look at the plan, it wasn't that way. So general base, I think, is a much better term. We still have traditional base, which is, you know, kind of all low and slow workouts that you couldn't do. But for those people who are time crunched, who don't have, you know, many, many hours, you know, 15 hours or something to do some general base, this general base is going to be a much better option for you. So to give you an example, if you can see this on the screen, you're going to have a 3 week block and then a 4th week off. And so what that does is we now have 3 blocks for general base 1, 2, and 3. And we did that because instead of having 2 blocks of 6, which equals 12, now we have 3 blocks of 4. I'm sorry for everyone if this is a confusing podcast to listen to, but we're going to get into some more conceptual stuff. It's going to be really cool. So please stick around. Okay, so red light, green light, that is our code name for some software that we're building that will tell you if a day we should be able to be complete rest or kind of dial things back, where a red day would be complete rest and a yellow day would be dialing things back. And we've talked about this for a really long time, but we have finally, it's in a admin flag on the back end. And what we're doing is we're tweaking the algorithm. Well, we have two approaches, the algorithm and then a machine learning approach. Seen some really cool stuff with the machine learning approach, but I'm not ready to share it in this podcast just yet. The results are actually too good that I think we have a bug. We predicted like 91% or something of the time said that someone would have a hard day. And if that is, if in machine learning, if you get something that has that great of a number, there's probably a chance that you have a bug. And I mean, I hope we don't, but we're going to review that and, you know, do our due diligence. So this algorithmic approach, what we're going to do is we're going to look at Jonathan's calendar. And this is a really great example of why this could be very useful. And we're, so we're going to look back in time on his calendar and see what red light, green light would have told him while he was training. So there's the calendar, and this is the new calendar update that has not come out yet. I'm going to explain this a little bit, but you're going to see some pink text on it and stuff and some styling issues and some weird stuff. That's because it's in development, but that's where red light, green light is at the moment. So I'll show you. Okay, so what we have, Jonathan is May 2023, and he's training for single track six. And he has a week where he's doing, you know, there's three fairly good rides in a row, but not too hard. And then he has a day off, and then he does Stettner's race, which is a 4.5 hour big race. And he does that. And then on Sunday, he gets a red day and he does rest. This after the big race, it says, hey, you need to rest. And that's what the software told him. And then the next day, you know, it said that you're still probably tired. He gets a yellow day. And then he starts training again. He does an endurance ride. And then on Thursday, he does a VO2 max ride. He does an anaerobic ride on that Friday. And then he does another race, riding high, an hour and 48 minute mountain bike race, very hard. That was already a yellow day coming into it. And then he gets a red day on the 28th. So those are 2 weeks of training where, you know, he had two red days in a row on Sunday. Those Sundays were pretty big. And you're not, the goal is not to get red days. The red days means you're probably overreaching. You don't really need any red days in order to rest. So the next week on that Monday, he does another pretty big ride. Actually, now he does a big ride and then does a really short ride with Simon, his son. He gets a yellow day. Then he trains on a red day. And then what happens? Sick for 2 weeks. He puts in sick. He does a little some training while he's sick, but really not. And I just think it's, in retrospect, this is great to show that we were calling for rest for him. He was training through it, and then he got sick. And, you know, he wasn't doing right now a train road plan. He was doing his own thing for doing this. But I wonder if he had some feedback of, you know, we all do this. We train a little bit more than we think. We're not realizing that we're digging ourselves in a hole. If he saw some of this stuff and we prescribed him some extra rest, he could have dialed it back and prevented being sick. Who knows? It might just be it could not be related at all. It could be a coincidence, but I just think this is a really cool feature and where we're at right now. We do have some bugs with it. We're tweaking it, and then we'll have to do some rollout to make sure that we, you know, actually adapt your plan for it. But it's really cool and I'm very excited. Okay, now let's talk about our calendar update that's going to be on the web. Now, this is a little technical, but our previous calendar, our current calendar that you can see today, is built in Angular. The company moved to React a while ago, and the calendar is very complex, and it wasn't moved because it took a lot of work. So there are some things we didn't like about the calendar, and they were now updated in this rewrite. So this has been going on for a few months, and it still has a little bit to go. But what you'll see is an updated, clean look for the calendar. You see the summary on the weekend, or on the end of the week, has more details about not just your bike, but other swim and run, along with distance, TSS, and time. As you scroll, it's much, much faster, and it doesn't have that thing where everything jumps around like before. The graph up above, the TSS chart, which is not complete yet, also has some really cool updates where you can see races on top of there. Adding activities is easier too. There's a new thing called a drawer. So what we call is a drawer, and what happens is on the side, when you try to add something to the calendar, it slides out and you have a whole bunch of choices for what you can add to it, but it makes it, you don't have to jump to the workout screen. You can load workouts onto the calendar and actually look at them right without leaving it. You can see here, if you're looking at it, there's still some work. It just says chart, but you can click around and jump to other ones, and you can, you know, close it down if you want. You can easily add outside workouts from there. You can add a running workout, a training plan. You can add an annotation pretty easily to say like, hey, I was injured or with time off or something like that. So anyways, it's a really cool update. It still has some work to do, but when you experience it, I think you're all going to be very happy. Okay, next up, I'm going to be showing you some real, like how we develop things at Trainer Road and some updated mock-ups for what Plan Builder is going to look like. And it looks pretty, you know, pretty rough at this stage, but there are designs being done on this, and that hopefully we can release this in about 5 different milestones pretty quickly in the next few months. So what you're going to see, please, you know, give feedback. It's not going to look very polished, and you're going to see behind the scenes. So with Plan Builder, we've been doing these onboarding calls, and where we help, we do live calls with new athletes to help them set up the product, but also find out some problems they have stuck. And one thing is that a lot of people didn't realize that for Plan Builder, they thought you had to use it for an event. So what we're changing Plan Builder to make it easier for people that aren't training for events. So your first question when you come in, we're going to ask you, what are you building a plan for? Are you training to get faster for a race or event, or are you training to get faster and fitter? And if you choose this faster or fitter option, what we're going to do is allow you to choose some options for what goals you're going for, which might be climbing, endurance and stamina, group rides, commuting, improve your body composition, or just general fitness. And then how long do you want to focus for these goals? Now, before, if you didn't have a training plan, I'm sorry, an event, what we do is we build you a year-long training plan. That's much too long, especially for someone who's not training for an event. And now what we're going to say is, how long do you want to focus on these goals for? 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, or something else? That allows for a very achievable small chunk to be able to work on a certain goal. And the system is going to be smart enough where if you've been, you know, you had just worked for 2 months in base, then maybe we'll switch you over to build and walk you to specialty later so you don't get stuck in base the entire time. If you choose the other option, which is for race, well, now instead of entering like here are the races or the events, you choose from a race that you've selected or add a new one. And this, you know, this is a bad design here. This is actually updated. I think that's below, but I don't need to show you right now. So you build a training plan for a race. And then what we're going to do is we're going to ask you to describe the race. And that's going to help us improve Plan Builder to make a better plan for you. Now, if you're looking at this, there's like literally kind of like scribbles of mountains on a page, but you're going to be able to choose, you know, is your race mostly flat, rolling hills, big climbs, rolling hills and big climbs together. We're also going to ask you how long your race is, if you know. And again, that's going to help us then. If you have a flat race versus a big climb race, we're going to give you different workouts. So once that's done, this is kind of the holy grail that we're going to be working on Plan Builder. And this is a ways down. We're going to have some other steps first. But what we're going to do is we're going to ask you, what days of the week are you available to train? And then how long you have each day to train? And then we're going to build a plan that's best for you, for your data and the amount of volume we think we can take, that is restricted or constricted, I think restricted, by the days of the week that you can train and the time. So let me give you an example. You could say, hey, I can train 7 days a week and I can train 2 hours every day. And that gives our system Plan Builder a whole bunch of room to build a plan. But because of, you know, your history or age, we might say, actually, you only need to train 3 days per week with 2 intense days, 1 easy day for 16 minutes each day, even though you've told us you can have a lot. It's kind of like saying, hey, coach, they say, how much time do you have to train? You go, I can train all day, every day. I'm retired. That doesn't mean the coach should make you train all day, every day. So there's some things to do about figuring out the exact volume, and we have some other ideas to do that for people, but that is one update. So another update is coming, is an improvement with your volume and the custom plan duration. So what I'm looking at here in Plan Builder is a screen that has the regular screen where you can, you know, set each day of the week for when you're training and the amount of the duration. So that's what we saw before. We even say, hey, at Tuesdays, I'm 60 minutes, but I want to go to 90 minutes, something like that. But the difference is there is a colored bar above it that has a different section that says detraining, maintaining, progressing, caution, and not recommended. And this colored bar also has numbers on top. And these numbers represent TSS. So the one in this mock-up, there's, you know, zero TSS, 200, 300, 380, 400, 700. And these are, you know, this is just a mock-up. But how this is going to work is when this graph first loads or this page first loads, based on your data, we are going to give you a recommended TSS volume for progressing, like getting faster, the amount that we think that if you maintain this amount of TSS, you will get faster with adaptive training. Now, if you were to change one of the days, let's say you change the hard interval of days to 200 minutes, what that's going to do is that's going to change the TSS, and you might be pushing yourself into caution or not recommended. And the same thing if you were to choose a volume that is too high. Like, we can recommend a volume here, but we're going to add the ability for people to change from low volume to mid or high, or change them, you know, days a week that they're going to train. And what this should do is tell people in a very visual way that this is too hard for you. You know, like, this is going to be too much, and we're going to save this data. And, you know, the forum people will show you what you chose and how we said not to do it if you do it, because we've seen that a lot where people bite off more than they can chew. We tell them it's not recommended because we do recommend volume stay. And then they get mad at us when they burn out. Another cool thing about this is that in the maintaining category, we've talked about maintenance plans and stuff, but really you don't, it's not necessarily a maintenance plan, but we want to know of what's the least I can do where I'm not going to just drop off and get a whole lot slower. Like, you might get, you probably will get a little slower, but you still want to maintain a lot of fitness so that when you do come back to training harder to progress, you're not in such a hole. So this will be a really cool update, and I can't wait to get out. There's a whole bunch of other stuff for Plan Builder, but this is just what I want to focus on for this video. And finally, workout level V2 update. I thought we got so close. Like, we were pretty close to launching it, and then we found some bugs with it. So what we've done is we've gone back and are validating some of our levels to give our current workout levels. We're validating them with this ML approach so that we have better kind of signposts for our updates for workout levels V2. What that means is it still has some work to do. I'm sorry about that. We are still working on it, and as soon as we can get it out, we will. And I'm sorry it's taken so long. So anyways, everyone, thanks for listening to this. If you're on the podcast, I'm so sorry if this sounds really, really confusing. Please go to the YouTube channel and check it out. If you have ideas or feedback for this feature, please comment either in the forum or YouTube. I will read everyone. Our product manager will read it, and we really will take into account. I love to have discussions on the forum about this stuff, and a lot of these ideas come from you. So please do it. And if you have any questions, or if you want to see more of these, I can do these, you know, every few months. And we can talk about more data and kind of dig deeper into the future of Train and Road and how athletes perform. Please let us know. Yeah, and that's it. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.